One of the Union veterans who spent time at the Milwaukee Soldiers' Home was John Afton. Afton got very sick during the Civil War and came to the home in 1869. Milwaukee resident John Thielman has portrayed Afton during some local reenactment ceremonies. Thielman says Afton had no family, no pension, and needed a peaceful place to spend his final years.
It was a place for soldiers. And if you can feature it at that time, this was out in the boonies. And this big, large park setting was intentionally set up this way to give them calm and peace. And hopefully he found some of that in his last days here.
Today, the neighbors of the soldiers' home include the occasionally noisy Miller Park Baseball Stadium and the always noisy Interstate 94. Since Wood National Cemetery is nearby, the home is still relatively peaceful and has housed many veterans from other wars. But time has not been kind to some of the buildings in what is now called the National Soldiers' Home Historic District.
I'm looking at Old Main Building, which is the first building built at the Veterans Hospital.
Jim Drager is an architectural historian at the Wisconsin Historical Society. He stands outside perhaps the dominant building at the Soldiers' Home, the Old Main facility built in 1867. Drager says Old Main has been neglected over the last couple of decades.
They're missing shingles that are allowing water to penetrate into the building. There is a netting wrapping the very prominent and visible five-story tower that sits on the front of the building that most people see from Miller Park.
Drager says some of the other two dozen buildings in the Soldiers' Home District have severe maintenance problems as well. The National Trust for Historic Preservation agrees and has named the home to this year's list of America's most endangered historic places. David Brown is the chief preservation officer at the Trust. He says picking the Milwaukee site was a fairly easy choice.
Well, the Soldiers' Home is really a unique place. There were three of these that were authorized by Abraham Lincoln. And this is really the only one where you have the grounds and the historic buildings that are pretty much intact. And the fact that you had such a significant place and also a place that had such an urgent threat with the damage to the buildings and the continued deterioration.
Brown says a variety of people, veterans, historians, and others, want to find a solution to the maintenance problems at the Milwaukee Soldiers' Home. Most of those people are looking for a big check from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, which controls the home. Gary Kunick is a spokesman for the Milwaukee VA Medical Center. He says the VA already spends a lot of money maintaining Old Main and other buildings, but has rapidly growing expenses trying to serve living veterans.
We are best honoring the heritage and the vision of President Lincoln by taking care of our veterans today. And the way we do that is to provide the absolute best possible care.
If the VA doesn't come through with more money for the Soldiers' Home, preservation groups are hoping to lease and try to repair one of the smaller buildings on their own. Private sector developers might try again to buy some of the property, though veterans groups shot down an earlier plan. One question for some preservationists is, the next time a military band gathers on the grounds of the Milwaukee Soldiers' Home to play music, will the occasion be one of pride or of mourning? Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.